I'm an addict, and my name is Shannon. Hi, family. I want to thank God for grace and mercy. Thank the program and the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous for showing me how to live a day at a time without the use of drugs. And for that, I'm truly, truly grateful. Thank you so much for sharing. It was really good hearing you. I'm nervous. I'm still nervous. She's trying to help me get rid of my nervousness, but it'll go away once I continue to talk. It always does. Oh, man. The symbol. You know, when I was asked to do this meeting, the first thing that I said was, I can't share on the symbol. Why did I think that? I don't know. But that was just my first thought. And I was like, I don't know. I've never shared at a workshop before at a convention. It's going to be too many people. I'm scared. Like, I don't know if I should do that. You know, but the reality is that all I have is my story. All I can do is share about me, my experience, and how the simplicity of the program has gotten me through, has saved me from my crazy self. I was introduced to this program in 1992, and it took me until 1999 before I actually surrendered and believed that this program could work for me as it has worked for countless others. You know, and speaking of simplicity, and I came down here with a group of women, and we was having a conversation, and it is just always so much easier to keep it simple. And the symbol, it's about simplicity, but we complicate it because it's like, well, why? I think God come first, and I think this come first, and I think, well, whatever you think is fine. It's okay. Read it how you want to read it. You know, I understand how, you know, the order that the book has it, and it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me because I had absolutely no relationship with God when I first came here. None. You know, and I really didn't know who God was, and to be totally honest with you, I'm still seeking and searching and building a relationship. Finding out who he is to me, because what I believe you may not believe, and it's okay. We all have a right to our own beliefs. Thank God that the program tells us that. You know, oh Lord, self seems pretty right because self first, it just made perfect sense to me. You know, I'm an addict, and the core of my disease is total self-obsession, so why not self be first? You know, but what it really meant to me, man, is that, like, I was being reintroduced to who I was, like, because I had no clue. I was so screwed up when I got here. I was so angry and frustrated with life. I did not understand why I kept using drugs. I just could not figure it out. Like, even after, you know, I got past the point of the euphoria, the enjoyment of the drug, you know, the having plenty access to the drug, to the point of being sick physically until I was able to get well and think that I was functioning, but I actually wasn't functioning. You know, I just, you know, I had no idea who I was. I was a mess when I got here. You know, and when I finally gave myself a break, and I prayed and asked God to give me the strength to just, like, not use and allow you people to help me, you know, to get better with who I was and to find out who I was. When I finally was able to do that, it just became crystal clear to me that, like, I had some serious issues. I never knew that I had abandonment issues. I really did not know that. I didn't even realize that I was so angry and frustrated with my parents because of their drug use and how it affected my life. I just knew that it was something wrong. And initially I thought that it was just the drugs. It was the drugs. The drugs is what the problem is. The problem's not me. The drugs is what's causing all the problems. My life was fine before I started using drugs, but it really wasn't. I was angry, I was hurt, I felt abandoned by my parents, and what Narcotics Anonymous did for me is it gave me the ability to accept that stuff. To first identify what it was and accept that stuff, so, you know, I was able to get in touch with, like, you know, a little bit about who I was. And it was just so, oh my God, you talk about me so much. I'm like, it's so amazing how we are so more alike than we are different. Because like one of my, my major, the most glaring defect that I have is self-righteousness. I know everything. I knew everything when I came and I still know everything now. And it's not until the spiritual principles start to kick up in me and I start feeling real uncomfortable about being indignant that I become humble and accept that it is a possibility that I could be wrong here. And even when I'm right, I don't have the need to let you know that I'm right all the time. Sometimes. So, you know, when I first came here, you know, I got, I followed behind, you know, my best friend because she was doing it. So I was going to do it too. You know, got a sponsor, got a home, we've gotten service. And then our symbol, it talks about service work. It talks about selfless service. It talks about me finally, and you know, I never had the inclination to do anything for anybody else except for myself. My whole basis of having a relationship with anybody was about what I could get from you. It was never about what I could do for you. Never. Not my mother, not my father, not my grandfather, not my grandmother, not my sibling, not my cousins, my uncle. Everybody had, the only reason that they were there was to take care of me. So the idea of me doing anything for anybody else and not expecting nothing in return was just like, what? Where they do that at? I don't do that. It's like, if I do this for you, I might try to like make it look like up front that I don't have a hidden agenda, but later on down the line, I got this. I'm going to remember when I. So I didn't even have an idea how much joy and freedom that I would get out of doing something for somebody and not expect anything. So, you know, my first service position was just like cleaning up in the home group. You know, picking up cups and stuff of that nature. And then I never did coffee because I'm not a coffee drinker. And I was like, I'm not doing coffee. Coffee stink. So I got my first secretary position, and I was just like so excited, you know, and I was involved with like group conscious, and I was just so excited about that too because I'm smart. I'm very intelligent, and you know we was the new kids on the block, and the older members, you like to run stuff, and it's just going to be this way, and we like, nah, because we coming up in here, we coming through here, and we nah. It's not going to be like that. This was going to be Stan. Remember Stan? We used to cut Stan out. We really did because we like, because we know. And you're not going to do it like this. You're going to do it like this. And we used to tag team them. We was crazy. And this was early on. This was early on. And 5 years later, I was still doing the same thing. And I went to I got clean in the Philadelphia area, and I moved back to Baltimore, and I joined this home group, and I had this home group member, man, that like we just used to go at it. Why? Because he was self-righteous. He thought he knew everything. You can't possibly know more than me. And listen, I used to couldn't wait to get there and challenge him. I could not wait. And I used to cuss him out so bad. That's like another defect of character of mine. My mouth is off the chain and anything may come out of it at any given time. And I used to cuss this man out and we didn't wait till the next month. I used to wait till the end of the meeting and say, give me a hug, Kevin, I'm sorry. And one day he was like, I'm not accepting your apology and I'm not hugging you. I felt so bad. I felt so bad. And that was the first time that I realized that my behavior was causing harm. And it wasn't just hurting him, it was hurting me because he was my friend. And I had grown to love him, but I would verbally abuse that man. And my sponsor at the time, she still lived in Philadelphia, and I called her, and I was telling her about, like, how this situation was playing out, and I told her what happened the last time. I was like, well, he's like, he's not going to accept my apology, and I'm like, really sorry, I didn't mean to cuss him out. And she was like, well, Shannon, why do you feel like you have to be the one that always say something? She was like, even if you're right, be quiet long enough and let somebody else address it, because I be on it. What you say? No, because the tradition, this, that, and the third say this, and the blah, 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 blah. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. I was talking about somebody else. It sounded good, and it sounded better than what he was saying, so it was right. So it was at that point when I realized that, you know, it wasn't worth doing that anymore. That, like, I started to care about, you know, the people that were in this fellowship. And Janet talked about, like, we have to make room for all manifestations. And the bottom line is that we're more alike than we're different. And Shannon, it's obviously something that you see in him that you have yourself, because they say if you spot it, you got it. So it was from that point on that I learned how to be quiet at group conscious. Even when my ass was itching, I wouldn't say nothing. I'm like, this here. I want to say something so bad. And because of that, I was fearful to get in service on any other level. I stayed in service on a home group level. I had commitments with H&I and things of that nature, but I had refused to get in service on any level higher than the home group. And guess what? I figured it out this year. Why? Because I was fearful to, look, I was running. I did not want to address, you know, the issue. It was easier for me to just sit back in the gap and just let everything happen around me and not be involved in it. But, you know, we learn from our experiences. And I understand that I get better through my experiences, but I'm not allowing myself to have these experiences because I'm afraid of how I might react or how I may respond. So I started to realize, and it talks about in our symbol that, like, the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. So I'm starting to get stuck, and I'm starting to feel like I'm dwindling in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous because I'm not allowing myself to step out and do anything different, to build different relationships and learn from those relationships and learn how to respond better and get in touch with the fact that I do have a self-righteous nature. Still. It ain't gone anywhere. But if I'm not, like, putting myself in a position to interact with people, because this process is about relationships. So, you know, I made a decision that, like, okay, I'm not going to be the secretary. I'm going to, you know, see if somebody can nominate me to be a GSR for my home group. So that'll put me back at area service, because I'm like, they crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazy down there, and if the wrong month and the wrong thing at the wrong time, I don't know what might happen, because I don't deal well. Look, this is what I told myself, the lies that we tell ourselves, I don't deal well with confrontation. So in order for me not to hit somebody and possibly get hit back, or go to jail, I'm just going to stay out of it. But something, look, I'm talking to something about prayer. Recovery happens in our meetings, and it's something about making meetings and listening to other people share and sharing honestly and getting into the solution. And it gave me the willingness to just move forward. So I go down there, and our area was just in dire need of people to be, you know, in service. Nobody want, they probably was all thinking the same shit that I was thinking. I ain't going down there. So my home group member nominated me to be a policy chair. I was so scared. Because I'm like, if I get in front of these people and read my report and they start asking me a whole bunch of stupid questions, And you know, you just ask the question, and then you're going to ask the question and reword it different. Same question. And I'm an intellectual. So when I hear you do that, I'm like, how stupid can you be? They just asked that question. And I'm like saying this in my head. I don't want to say it out loud. I've been having this whole con and played it all the way out. Ain't none of this stuff happened, by the way. You know we love to live in fantasy. So I accepted and I took the commitment, and it was only through, you know, this fellowship and the God that I understand, the relationship that I have built. Look, God is our symbol. You know, look, the carriage, working through other people, allowing me to know that, like, that I can do this. I'm a big girl now. You've been here for a minute, Shannon, and it's time for you to do something different. You can't keep hiding. So I accepted the position, and look, the experience was nothing like I played it out in my head. Everybody was loving and caring, and the people who had been in the position before me, they are so willing to help, and what it has given me the ability to do is to practice goodwill. Do the right thing for the next right reason, not just in Narcotics Anonymous, but at home. The most difficult place where it is for me to practice these principles is at home. I can do it at work. Because I tell myself I only got to deal with this for a certain amount of time, but then I'm out. I got to bounce. But no, home is all the time, 24/7. Look, it ain't no breaks, no none of that. You know, so I'm so grateful for the program. Listen, I love the program of Narcotics Anonymous, man. It has really helped me save my life. And the longer I stay, look, I clearly don't know everything. Clearly, I don't know everything. Because I'm still so learning so much about myself and about this program. And how, like, I watch how it just kind of, like, morph into something different every year for me. It's just like I see what I saw, like she said, what I see this year, I ain't see last year. What I see this year, I don't see last year. I just see things so differently. And what I notice, man, is that, like, the peace that I have gained, and that only comes from the freedom that the program is offering me, man. Look, I don't know everything. I don't even want to know everything. And, you know, sometimes I do. But for the most part, I don't, because I know that every time I take on that, you know, that self-righteous attitude, it doesn't do anything but make me all uptight. My temples be tight. My neck be stressed. I be feeling like a ball. I just be feeling so balled up. But when I allow people to be who they are, and I accept that, Shannon, you do know, because I'm not always wrong. You do know what you're talking about. But they think they know what they're talking about, too. So just accept it and keep it moving. Roll on. You know, keep it moving. Don't keep, because you're going to stay here for 25 minutes and keep going back and forth. Keep it simple. Simple say simplicity is the key. If you could just keep it simple, your life will be so much better. And we can complicate the most. I mean, really. It's crazy. No God first. No self first. No society first. No freedom first. No goodwill first. Whatever the fuck you got first, you got first. It's not that deep. Because if I keep on battling with, like, which one came first, I'm be stuck. Whatever came first for you. There you go. I'm not going to sit up here and battle with you when you read your Swarthy's medallion at the anniversary and you say God first. Now that's not what the book says. I'm uptight. I ain't heard nothing but that. That's the only anything that come after that, I ain't heard it. there anymore. I don't know, man. I'm just so very grateful for this program, and I'm so grateful for the understanding that I'm gaining of the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And because it's all manifestations, we all have different understandings. We get an understanding of this program for ourselves. And the beautiful thing is the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. So because I may see it differently, and because, like Janet said, you may have a day, I may have 16 years. You might be in service and found your niche one place, and I might be in service and found my niche in another. We are all up to here with one common bond. And that's just to get another day clean. Please don't, I cannot forget why I'm here.
Yeah.
I didn't come here because I ate too many M&Ms. And I'm certainly not going to, you could be a person who say it's not about the drugs anymore. I'm a person to say that at the end of the day, it's going to always be about the drugs, because if I keep on living the wrong way and I'm not doing the right thing for the next right reason, my end result is probably 9 times out of 10, it's going to be drugs. So just because your belief is different doesn't mean that it's not right. It does not mean that it's wrong. We all see things differently in here. That's what makes us, the diversity is the awesome part of the program. It's the awesome part of the program. If we was all alike, I'd have been left y'all motherfuckers. I'd be bored. Find something else to do. Real simple. So I don't really have a whole lot more to say. I'm going to keep it simple. I don't want to start rambling. The program of Narcotics Anonymous has saved my life. If you're new, keep coming back. The program works. Thanks for allowing me to share.